Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbour no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honours those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken.
Now I need grown-ups paying very close attention, because you've got a job in helping your youngsters in a moment fill in a survey. I'm going to have these pass these out to you. But I'm just going to do an introduction first. Can you imagine being invited to a party and going, well, you've heard about a party, and you go and you dress up, you look smart, and when you get near, you can hear the music playing and you can smell really nice smells of lovely party food, and you go to the entrance, and you get in the queue, and then you wait to go in, and when you get to the front of the queue, the man at the gate says, "Can I see your invitation, please?" And you said, I haven't got one. I didn't know we needed one. Can I come in anyway? It sounds fun. And he says, no, you can't. Well, you didn't know you needed an invitation. So you ask nicely, please, can I come in? He says, no. You say, I'm a really nice person and I won't make a mess. Can I come in, please? He says, no, we haven't got an invitation. If you haven't got the right invitation, you can't come in. And you're told to go away, and they shut the door. You'd be a bit sad, wouldn't you? How would you feel about that? Well, our family went to the Olympics a couple of weeks ago. We had to queue when we arrived. It was quite a big queue, but they were friendly in the queue. And when we got to the front of the queue, the man said, "Can I see your tickets, please?" Now, this time, we did have tickets. And he checked them over, and he said, "All right, you can go through." And we had a great time. Do you think they would have let us in without a ticket? No. Now, I know lots of people who wanted to go but didn't have tickets. I even met somebody who didn't have a ticket, but he went to stand near the stadium outside so he could hear it. That was it. He couldn't even go in, but he liked being near. Well, we were lucky. We got to go because we had tickets. Heaven is a very special place. It's where God dwells. It's where he lives. And there are many millions of people who are with him there. King David once wrote a song about heaven and who would be there. Now, he wouldn't have known about tickets, but he clearly knew about heaven, and he knew that getting into heaven was not easy. His song talks about what sort of person gets to go inside and be with God forever. Here's his question. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may come and live in your safe place? Who may live in your holy hill? Right, this is when the survey gets handed out with the pens. Chloe and Ollie are on duty. Everybody needs one. You're going to have to fill in your survey. There's a yes and no tick box. Now, you don't have to put your name at the top. This is only for you. But I'd like you all to fill one in. Can you see the big question at the top? It says, who will dwell in God's house? That's David's question in Psalm 15. Who may dwell in God's house? Who may go to be with him in heaven? And what do you think the answer is? Do you think anyone can go in? Do you think only people who go to church can go in? Do you think only good people can go to be with him there? Perhaps you have to be a certain age. You can't go in unless you're 10 and over. Do you think that's right? No. Or do you have to do a list of good things? Be nice to people all the time and give money away to charity and obey your parents and help with the chores around the house. If you do all those, do you think you can go in? Well, the Psalm David says this morning, he says, here's who can go to heaven. He whose walk is blameless. That's the first answer. So, the first question, somebody whose walk is blameless is somebody who always does what is right. Now, if you think you always do what is right, you can give yourself a tick in the yes box. If you don't, you have to tick the no box. Do you always do what is right? If you have a choice of doing two things, one's being lazy and one's getting on with the job, which one will you do? Or if you know it's right to be kind and generous with your time and your words, do you always do the right thing? Well, I have to say, in fact, I need a pencil. I'm going to give myself a cross, a tick, in the no box, because I don't always do what is right. I've got one no already. So I'm not doing very well on my sheet already. All right, next question. If you look at Psalm 15, it says, he who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue. So this has to do with what you say. Do you always tell the truth? You never tell a lie or a fib. When your mum says, did you do that? And you say, no, but you're lying. Well, then you have to put a cross. You have to put it in the no column. You don't always tell the truth. And are you nice about other people? Or do you sometimes say nasty things about other people? That's what slander is. Well, if you're like me, then I've got another tick in the no column. I've got two no's now. Anybody else doing better than me? Oh dear. Sometimes I do lie, and sometimes I say things that aren't true. I wonder if that's you too. Well, look at Psalm 15. I'm going to read the next line. Who may dwell in God's house? It says, he who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man. So can you think of your neighbors now? Are you always nice to your neighbor? Or do you sometimes kick your ball over into their garden? Or do you sometimes wish they were making less noise? And do you think nasty things about them, even if you don't say them? Well, it says here, somebody who goes to heaven is only ever nice to his neighbour. I'm afraid I don't do very well on that one either. I've got three ticks in the no box. I have done wrong, so I get a tick in the no box. Okay, next one. In fact, let's take stock. I've got three no's. Is anybody else doing better than me? No. See, I don't think any of us are doing very well in the question on who gets to heaven, are we? Let's see if we can do better on the next one. All right, verse 4. Verse 4 says, who despises a vile man, but honours those who fear the Lord. Okay, who do you love? Who's your hero? Is it Bradley Wiggins? Jessica Ennis? You don't even know who they are. Yes, you do. Is it a footballer? Come on. Okay, name some heroes. Who have you got posters of? You got any posters? Man United, they're your heroes. What about Luke Skywalker? I'm sorry, I'm a bit out of date. Okay, now think about your heroes and ask yourself, are these people heroes for being godly? Well, what it means here is, are your heroes godly? Do you choose the people you think are great because they're godly? Or do you choose the people you think are great because they're good at running around a piece of track? Or riding a bicycle? Well, God says you should have godly heroes. And I'm afraid I sometimes think of the Brownlee brothers as my heroes. So I don't only have godly heroes, so I get a no in that box as well. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I've got four no's. I've got four no's. Okay, how about this one? This is one of the hardest ones. Who keeps his oath even when it hurts? That means, do you keep your promises even when it's hard to? Now, I was invited once to a party, and I said, thanks, yes, I'll come. And I sent him a card saying, yes, I'm coming. But then I got a better invitation. And I thought I wanted to go to this other person's party and not his party. And you know what I did? I said, sorry, I can't come anymore. And he said, oh, and was really sad. And he didn't ask why, because I think he knew why. And I felt really bad about it. And I went to this other person's party. In other words, I didn't keep my promise even when it hurts. So I've got another no. Do you keep your promises? Do you do the hard thing? Do you miss out on things you want to do because keeping your promise matters? Do you do your homework when you told your teacher you would, when you'd rather watch the telly? That's a bit the same, isn't it? Well, do you get a tick in the yes box or the no box for that one? Last one. Maybe you're going to get one right. It says here, the person who's going to go and dwell with God lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Are you generous? That's the question. Are you generous? Do you lend things without saying to someone, you've got to pay me back? Or, I want something back from you? Well, that's what God says we should be like. Not lending money to people who need it and then getting them to pay back lots more. That's what it means. And did you ever give or take a bribe? I really hope not, especially if you're under 10. Well, a man in Kenya once tried to get me to give him a bribe. He asked to see some identification. I was driving a car, so I handed over my driving license. And then he walked over to the other side of the road, and I waited. And waited. And eventually he came over to the car and said, there's something wrong. I said, well, what's wrong? And he walked over to the other side of the road. And 10 minutes later he came back. There is still something wrong, he said to me. And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with my license. And I knew what he wanted me to do was to give him some money. So the next time he came back, I said to him, I have got all day to wait. There is nothing wrong. And he threw the license back in my window and said, you can go. So he wanted me to bribe him. That was very bad. God doesn't like bribes. Give him money. So I think maybe I'm going to give myself a tiny little tick in the yes box there. Do you think a tiny little tick in the yes box is enough to get me into heaven? No. If that was your exam mark for school, do you think you'd get a pass? Is yours any better than mine? So if you hand this in to God, and David says, who's going to come and live in heaven? Only people who have ticks in all the yes boxes. Are you going to go to heaven? That's bad news, isn't it? Oh no. What are we going to do about that? Well, that's just the thing. There's nothing we can do. Who's God going to have in heaven? Not me. I've got all no's. He is going to have Jesus. Did you say that, Ted? You were right. Because Jesus has got yes ticks in all these boxes. He's the one person who's got yes. I do all these things. He does these things. And the person who does these things, the last verse says, will never be shaken. It doesn't say the person who reads these things, I read his Bible, will never be shaken. Or the person who knows these things, who knows his Bible, will never be shaken. It says the person who does these things will never be shaken. Well, do you do them? I don't. So at the end of the song, all of us should be thinking, oh no, we don't do them. We're going to be shaken like a tree is shaken in a strong wind and then it's fallen over and thrown on the ground. That's what we deserve. Will you pray the prayer that David prays? You see, I think this is a prayer that David is praying. I deserve to be shaken. So you look at your list and you say to God, I deserve to be shaken. Will you help me? Please, God, I can't go to heaven on my own. Will you help me? Well, help comes from God to everybody who asks him. So I'm just going to leave a moment. If you've got a tick box like mine, then ask God for help. And I'm going to then tell you where help comes from. So just in your own heads, your own minds, say, please God, help me. Why don't you pray that in your own minds? Well, we need to find someone who is definitely going to go to heaven. And we've already found out that there is only one person good enough. Someone who never does anything wrong. He always tells the truth. He doesn't deserve to be shaken in the tiniest bit. And that person is Jesus. Right. You need to find your Bible. We've got a verse to find. It's on 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. So put your finger right at the top where it says, for Christ died. We're going to read that in a minute. If you've got a piece of paper like mine, with lots of ticks in the no column, then you are a sinner. You are someone who does wrong in God's sight. And you deserve God's judgment. But look at what Jesus says. Let's read it out loud. Just verse 18 and only the first bit. Ready? For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. That's what it says. Jesus' life was perfect. So let me hold that bit of paper. Where's it gone? Jesus' life was perfect. Watch this. He had nothing wrong. His relationship with God was perfect. He didn't have any sin. But my life has got all these no's on it. And they block me off from God. But Jesus died for sins. He was the righteous one. He'd done nothing wrong. And all my sins go on him. The righteous for the unrighteous. And you know how we know he died for sins? Because he died on a cross, even though he'd done nothing to deserve it. He died for sins, and because he took the punishment, is there any punishment left for me? Is there any sin left on my hand? No. It all went on Jesus, and that's what this verse says. Christ died for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. So even though you've got a list with all the ticks in the no column, you can go to heaven. You can. If you trust in Jesus' death for you. Do you see? Isn't this brilliant? There's no longer anything for us to do. Only Jesus has done it. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to pray. That's what we're going to do. Admitting that we're bad and asking God for his help. Then we're going to remind ourselves that we trust in Jesus. He died for our sins. And last, we're going to praise him. So I'm going to lead us in a prayer along those lines. Could you hold your piece of paper in front of you? You can turn it over and it says, I don't deserve to be allowed in. Please help me. Why don't we say that together? And then we'll read the verse again, and I will say the last few words. So let's say that prayer at the top. I don't deserve to be allowed in. Please help me. And the verse we've been reading, For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Heavenly Father, please help us to realize how much we owe you, how much we're in your debt, how we cannot pay for our own sin, but Jesus paid for us. We are sorry that we've got ticks in all the no columns, but we are thankful that Jesus paid the price. Please help us to live grateful lives, and we ask it for his name's sake. Amen.